Yeah, so there will be this righteous government that is in place. Jesus reigns.
Yeah.
There is a change in government. Now, how will it be to live in the millennium reign?
Now,
I want to take you to some other scriptures that talk about the millennium reign
and
give you a feeling of how that will look like. Go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 2 and read verses 1 till 3. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
این از کلامی که اشعیا فرزند آموز درباره یهودا و اورشلیم دید در ایام آخر واقع خواهد شد که کوه خانه خداوند بالاتر از تمامی کوه‌ها استوار خواهد گردید و فراتر از تپه‌ها برافراشته خواهد شد و تمامی قوم‌ها به سوی آن لبان خواهند گشت قوم‌های بسیار آمده خواهند گفت بیایید به کوه خداوند برویم و به خانه خدای یعقوب براییم تا راه‌های خود را به ما تعلیم دهد و در طریق‌های وی گام برداریم زیرا شریعت از صهیون صادر خواهد شد و کلام خداوند از اورشلیم.
Yeah, so how it's going to be to live in the millennium reign. Now, today, there is a famine of the word of God. Yeah, if you ask people in general basic questions in regards to Christianity, yeah, you don't get the answers. They've never been told these things.
Yeah,
we have a generation now that doesn't even know anymore the basic stories. I talk with a colleague that had absolutely no understanding. No Bible stories ever heard. And even in many Christian churches. Yeah, the word of God is not preached anymore. Yeah, it's most of the time one scripture and then a story. 20 minutes later, yeah, service is over. Yeah, then we do 30 minutes of worship. Yeah, there is a famine of the word of God, but not so in the millennium reign of Christ, because it says that Jesus will teach us his ways.
And
it says that the word of the Lord will go forth from Jerusalem. There will be knowledge, worldwide knowledge of God's word. Yeah, keep your finger here and go to Isaiah 11:9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and the waters cover the sea. And of course, the more knowledge there is in the world from the word of God, the better it is for humanity. Yeah, that's something that's great about the millennium reign of Christ. Go back to Isaiah 2. Read verse 4. And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nothing shall nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
او در میان ملل داوری خواهد کرد و منازعات قوم‌های بسیار را فیصل خواهد داد. ایشان شمشیرهای خود را برای ساختن گاواهن خواهند شکست و نیزه‌های خیش را برای تهیه ابزار باغبانی. دیگر قومی بر قومی شمشیر نخواهد کشید و جنگاوری را دیگر نخواهند آموخت.
Yeah, Jesus will judge this world. Yeah, there will be a worldwide implementation of God's law. Yeah, go to Isaiah 11 verse 3. and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears.
داوری نخواهد کرد و بر وفق آنچه به گوش شنود حکم نخواهد داد.
Yeah, so this judgment that Jesus does is not limited to what he can physically see and hear.
Yeah.
Jesus knows everything. This will be a righteous judgment.
بلکه یا اینکه اون چیزی که آشکاره نیست، بلکه عیسی مسیح همه چیز آگاهه و میتونه عادلانه قضاوت کنه.
Verse 4. Yeah, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Yeah, the law of the land will be God's law.
فرمان زمین، فرمان خدا، زمین فرمان خداوند خواهد
بود. How does that look like?
قانون زمین قانون خداوند خواهد بود. چجوری قانون خواهد بود؟ کلام خداوند رو بخونید.
Yeah, study the book of Leviticus.
کتاب لاویان رو بخونید، داوران رو بخونید.
And of course, some things yeah, are done away in the New Testament.
در عهد جدید
because Jesus fulfilled them.
انجام نمیشه چون عیسی مسیح تکمیل کرد. اما بقیه شریعت که نوشته شده
نیکوست. The law of the Lord is good.
شریعت خداوند نیکوست.
Yeah, in case you think these books are not important.
اگه فکر می‌کنین کلام خداوند خوب نیست.
Yeah. They will be applied in the millennium reign.
در زمان
you might have studied them, so you know. You know these things.
اونها رو مطالعه کنید و درکشون.
Now go back to Isaiah 2.
اشعیا 2.
And read verse 4 again.
آیه 4 بخون.
And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
او در میان ملل داوری خواهد کرد. تا منازعات قوم‌های بسیار را فیصل خواهد داد. ایشان شمشیرهای خود را برای ساختن گاواهن خواهند شکست و نیزه‌های خیش را برای تهیه ابزار باغبانی. دیگر قومی بر قومی شمشیر نخواهد کشید و جنگاوری را دیگر نخواهند آمود.
That's how weapons will be turned into tools.
و جنگاوار تبدیل میشه به ابزار.
How does he accomplish that?
چجوری میتونه اون وسایل جنگی
رو تبدیل کنه؟ By implementing the laws of God.
وقتی فرمان و قانون خداوند
عمل کنه. People will not learn war anymore.
و دیگه مردم نمیخوان بجنگن.
It will be 1,000 years of peace on this earth.
آرامش و بدون جنگ.
Because the law of God works.
قانون و شریعت خداوند عمل میکنه.
There is a change in the government.
تو دولتمون تغییر ایجاد میشه تو کل زمین.
It will be a righteous government.
و همه دولتمندان نیکو خواهند بود.
The world will be full of the knowledge of God's word.
و کل دنیا پر از اطلاعات کلام خداوند خواهد بود.
The law will be implemented.
و قانون خداوند عملی خواهد شد.
Enforced.
و در حقیقت اون که
عملی شد. As a result, we will have peace.
همه آرامش خواهند
داشت. There's another change.
یه تغییری در زمین در زمان سلطنت هزاره عیسی
And that doesn't change in genetics. Go to Isaiah 11:6. Do I say it right? Is it the right one? Yeah. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
و پلنگ با بزغاله خواهد خوابید. گوساله و شیر و پرواری با هم به سر خواهند برد و کودکی خردسال آنها را هدایت خواهد کرد.
Yeah, so during the millennium reign, children can play with leopards and
سلطنت
lions.
هزاره عیسی مسیح بچه ها میتونند با ببر و شیر و گرگ بازی کنند.
Read for 7.
آیه 7.
That'll be cool.
خیلی باحال نه.
And the cow and the bear shall feed, the young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox.
گاو با خرس خواهد چرید و بچه‌های آنها با هم خواهند خوابید و شیر چون گاو کاه خواهد خورد.
Yes, animals will become vegetarian.
سبزی خوار میشن.
Yeah, lions will eat straw like an ox.
کاه میخورن مثل
Today, you cannot keep a lion alive with a vegetarian diet.
با سبزیجات اگر به شیر غذا بدی زنده نمیمونه.
But in the millennium reign, This will be possible.
تو سلطنت هزاره عیسی مسیح.
But it takes God to change their genetics.
و خداوند باید ژنشون رو عوض کنه تا بتونه با سبزی نجات.
So they will produce the right enzymes again to digest their food.
انزایم معده‌شون درست بشه که بتونه سبزی رو در حیات.
Some of you might freak out.
بعضیتون شاید.
And think no kebab in the millennium.
شوکه بشیم و بگین یعنی تو سلطنت هزاره عیسی مسیح کباب نمی‌خوری.
Here's some comfort to you.
یه خبر خوب دارم.
Jesus did eat fish.
عیسی مسیح ماهی خورد.
Glorified body.
So
I believe we will eat meat.
من دارم که گوشت می‌خوریم.
It's just that the animals become vegetarian.
و سبزیجات حیواناتی که سبزیخوار میشن.
And they basically go back to the precursor state.
برمیگردیم به زمان قبل از اینکه خداوند بدنمون رو نفرین کرده باشه. همون جوری که اول آدم و حوا رو خلق کرده بود.
Isaiah 11:8.
اشعیا 11:8.
And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put his hands on the cockatrice den.
طفل شیرخواره بر سوراخ مار بازی خواهد کرد و طفل از شیر گرفته شده دست در لانه عقیق فرو خواهد برد.
That's how animals will not hurt anybody. They will be there. They'll be there for our benefit, for our enjoyment.
And
I do include, I do believe that includes barbecue them. Yeah. Go to Isaiah 65. And read verses 20. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. And dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, said the Lord.
Which verses?
25. Isaiah 65:25.
گرگ و بره با هم خواهند چرید و شیر چون گاو کاه خواهد خورد. اما خوراک مار خاک خواهد بود و در تمامی کوه مقدس من ضرری نخواهند رسانید و نابود نخواهند کرد. این است فرموده خداوند.
Yeah, so there's some change in the genetics of animals.
It's
for our benefit. And it also be a change in the genetics of mankind.
And
today, people don't get older than 120 years.
Yeah,
no matter how healthy you live,
yeah,
there's a clear limit to how old somebody can become. In the millennium reign, men will go back to the pre-flood state in that. You're in Isaiah 65, verse 20. There shall be no more dens an infant of days, nor an old man that had not filled his days, for the child shall die 100 years old, but a sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed.
دیگر هرگز در آن کودکی نخواهد بود که چند روزی بیش زنده نماند و نه پیرمردی که عمر خود را به کمال نرساند آن که در صد سالگی بمیرد جوان محسوب گردد و آن که به صد سالگی نرسد ملعون به شما آید.
Yeah, so when somebody dies who is 100 years old, they consider that a child has died. And why? Because people, again, will be able to live like before the flood.
Yeah,
because before the flood, people lived till 900 plus years. There's also that it says that a sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed.
Yeah?
Again, to show you there are sinners in the millennium reign. Why does it say that when a sinner is 100 years old that they are accursed?
Now,
if you have this much knowledge being spread on the earth,
this
much truth available to you, yeah, Jesus himself reigning on this earth, and by the time you get 100, you are not saved.
Yeah,
you already have become a reprobate. You have rejected the truth.
And
you have sealed your fate and
are doomed. Yeah. نتیجه زیر 100 سال ازت
Yeah, so the millennium reign will be quite a different experience.
تفاوت زندگی در سلطنت هزاره عیسی مسیح متفاوت
خواهد بود. Righteous government.
دولتی پر از نیکوکاری. کلام خداوند همه جای دنیا موعظه میشه.
God's law implemented and enforced.
شریعت خداوند توی همه جا هست و اجرا خواهد بود. آرامش بدون جنگ و جدال.
Animals have a change in genetics, eating vegetables, forming no danger to anybody.
You can
send your kids out to play with the lions. And mankind changed genetically in that we will get, we will start increasing in age again, as was before the
flood.
Now, then the next major event comes in the history.
And
that is that Satan will be loosed after 1,000 years. And he will start turning people again against Jesus.
That will
result in this battle that is called Gog and Magog.
And it
shows you again that there are still evil, wicked, sinful people on this earth, even during this time.
So
let's quickly talk a little bit about that. I don't have the time to go as deep as I would like to, but go to Revelation 20 and read verses 7 to 10. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle. The number of whom is as the sand of the sea, and they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Which verses?
7 to 10.
هفته ده.
و چون هزار سال به انجام رسد، شیطان از زندان خود رهایی خواهد یافت تا بیرون رود و امتهایی را که در چهار گوشه جهانند، یعنی جوج و ماجوج را گمراه کند و ایشان را به جهت جنگ فراهم آورد که عدد ایشان چون ریگ دریاست و بر عرصه جهان برآمده لشکرگاه مقدسین و شهر محبوب را محاصره کردند. پس آتش از جانب خدا از آسمان فرو ریخته ایشان را فرو برید و ابلیس که ایشان را گمراه می کند به دریاچه آتش و گوگرد انداخته شد، جایی که وحش و پیامبر دروغین هستند و ایشان تا ابد شبان روز عذاب خواهند کشید.
Yep, so here we have this last battle being mentioned, the battle of Gog and Magog.
Yeah,
Satan is loosed, he's deceiving the nations, and he's going to lead them into battle. Yeah, and of course, they will be wiped out. And they will come from all over the world. At the end of this, the devil finally will be cast into the lake of fire,
and
he will remain there for eternity. Now, notice what it says who are still there at that point in time.
Yeah,
it says where the beast, yeah, which is the Antichrist and the false prophet are.
میگه جایی که اون پیامبران دروغین و اون وحش
By this time, how long have they been there?
چند سال اونجا بودن تا اون زمان؟
Already for 1,000 years plus.
هزار سال خورده.
Yeah, just to point out that hell is eternal punishment.
و نقد کنیم که مجازات جهنم
ابدی است. Because there are false teachings that oh you're burned up and then it's over.
No. بعضی میگن میسوزی و تموم میشه.
Hell
اما هزار
is eternal punishment.
و مجازات شده. در حقیقت نابود نشده تو هزار سال تا.
Now here's something that is interesting in regards to this battle of Gog and Magog.
و جنگ جوج و ماجوج.
If you just read these verses in chapter 20 of Revelation, is it hard to figure out when this battle actually happens? The answer is no, because it just plainly states when the battle takes place. It's after 1,000 years that Satan is loosed, and Satan goes out to deceive the nations, to go against Jesus. They have to battle.
Yeah,
this is really plain.
خیلی ساده و روشن.
Now here's what's interesting.
چیزی که جالبه اینه.
99% of the prophecy preachers, the books that are written on Gog and Magog,
کتابایی که در مورد جوجه و ماجوش نوشته شده.
They place this battle either
جنگی وجود داره.
Just before the rapture.
قبل از گرد همایی همه ایمانداران در آسمان.
Just before the period of tribulation.
یا قبل از زمان مصیبت ها.
Yeah. So if you have ever anybody talking about the battle of Gog and Magog,
اگه هر کسی صحبت میکنه میگه اون زمان اتفاق میفته.
Something that is to happen in the near future.
در آینده قرار جنگ جوج و ماجوج اتفاق میفته.
You know they have no idea what they're talking about.
نمیدونن در مورد کتاب مقدس.
And or they are just false teachers.
یا معلمین دروغی هستن.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody saw the Left Behind movies. It's in English, so I don't know if there's a Farsi version of it. Yeah, did anybody see the movie?
Left Behind.
Yeah, don't watch it if you want to learn something.
Just watch it if you want to laugh. Yeah,
they start with the Battle of Gog and Magog.
Yeah,
but you have all these books out there and they try to puzzle it out.
They
will say, Magog is Russia.
جورج ماجوج همون روسیه امروزه.
نه نه گاگ is Germany.
خداوند هم آلمانه.
And 1948 when the Jews went back to the country.
1940 وقتی
it all ties in with the battle that's going to come.
اون جنگی بود که جنگش ادامه پیدا خواهد کرد.
Revelation 20 tells you when it's going to happen.
Thousand
plus years in the future.
And
there are only two places in the Bible that talks about this topic. Yeah, it's here in Revelation chapter 20. Yeah, in the book that reveals, that helps you understand the end times. And the other place is in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. And I fortunately don't have time to just go through these chapters.
So
I'll pick some of it, but you need to read them at home. Yeah, but I want to point some things out. But as a good practice of reading the Bible,
yeah,
we always use the New Testament to interpret the Old
Testament. Hey,
go to Ezekiel chapter 1 for now. Read verse 1. I just want to show you when this is written, when this has been given. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, and I was among the captives by the river of Shebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. Yeah, so when is Ezekiel prophesying?
Hezekiel kay dare nabawat mikone?
When he is amongst the captives.
Zamani ke dar mian asiran bude.
Yeah, these are prophecies spoken through the prophet Ezekiel.
Ke nabawati hast ke dar mian Hezekiel sohbat mishe.
While the nation of Israel or
Zamani
the Jews,
ke Israeli ha va Yahudia,
were in the 70-year Babylonian captivity.
Dar esarat Babel budan.
So the people will hear this. There's a direct fulfillment of these things for them in what is being said.
Yeah.
Now, in chapter 37, just before 38 and 39, you have a vision where Ezekiel sees this valley with dry bones. Again, you need to read it yourself because we don't have time for it now, but it's a message of hope for the captives. Yeah, that they will actually go back to their own country again. But when you read it, you also see that the resurrection isn't there.
Because
those who died will live again and will again go to their country, to their place in the millennium reign. It says things like, David, my servant, shall be king. It was true then. Yeah, because what's Zerubbabel? From the lineage of David. But then it's also true for the millennium reign.
Where,
of course, Jesus, who is called the son of David,
rules the earth.
Yeah. What comes after the millennium reign? The Battle of Gog and Magog.
بعد از سلطنت هزار عیسی مسیح اتفاق
افتاد. What comes after Ezekiel 37?
بعد از حزقیال 37 چه اتفاقی خواهد افتاد؟
Yeah. Gog and Magog in Ezekiel 38 and 39.
38 و 39 همون جوج و ماجوج هست که دوباره.
First of all, we see a dual fulfillment.
می‌بینیم که در نبوت خداوند همیشه دو بار اتفاق می‌افته.
One directly for those who are listening in Ezekiel 37, but then we also have a future prophecy that's being fulfilled.
و بعد یه نبوت بزرگتری هست که در آینده قراره.
Go to Ezekiel 38.
از حزقیال 38 رو باز
کنید.
چند تا آیه رو بخونیم.
But just read it for yourselves.
خودتون حزقیال رو خونه بخونید.
And think of it. Is this fitting what we read in Revelation chapter 20 about Gog and Magog? And the answer to that is yes, you will see. But then ask yourself the question, will it be fitting as something that would happen in the near future? Now the answer to that will be absolutely not. Read verses 1 and 2 of Ezekiel 38. Yes, 1 and 2. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him.
جناب خداوند بر من نازل شده گفت ای پسر انسان روی به جانب جوج از زمین ماجوج حاکم اعظم ماشک و توبال و توبال کرده بر ضد او نبوت کن و بگو خداوند خداوندگار یهوه چنین می‌فرماید ای جوج حاکم اعظم ماشک و توبال آن من بر ضد تو ام.
Yeah, so this is about Gog and Magog. Yeah, you'll see that you will find a description of a battle, a gathering of a group from people all over the world. Yeah, against Israel in this case. Yeah, and they cover the land as in a cloud. It will say,
yes,
it is like surrounding the camp of the saints. It's the same kind of language. It talks about the latter years.
Yeah,
again, pointing out to the future.
Read
verses 10 till 11. And tell me how this would apply now compared to in the future. Thus said the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates.
و خواهی گفت به ضد زمین روستاهای بی‌حصار برخواهم آمد و بر مردمان آرامی که در امنیت ساکنند حمله خواهم برد بر آنان که همگی بی‌حصار ساکنند و پشت بند و دروازه‌ای ندارند.
Now, does this sound like current day Israel? Oh, 1948, Israel came back and now they live in peace.
They live in safety.
No, there's walls all over the place. There's gates. There's bars.
But
could it be true? After 1,000 years of peace in the millennium reign, we have peace on earth.
Of course,
no walls needed, no gates needed, no bars needed.
Yeah.
War is not a thing anymore.
جنگی وجود نداره که بخوایم برای خودمون مرز بکشیم بین کشورامون.
Yeah, skip to 22.
آیه 22 رو بخونید.
And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands, and upon the many people that are with him, and overflow rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Yeah, that sounds like fire from heaven we saw in chapter 20. Now, of course, here we get more detail. Because in Revelation 20, we have 4 verses. Here we have 2 chapters on this. Now, I'm going to skip the rest because we're getting too long. Just read it for yourself and you will see the
match. خودتون بخونید و ببینید که چه رابطه‌هایی بین حزقیال فصل 39 تا اون اشعیا هست.
I want to point out one little thing.
اما یه نکته رو می‌خوام
بگم. That's because you will see that at a certain point it takes them 7 years to burn all the weapons.
و 7 سال طول می‌کشه که همه اسلحه ها رو بسوزونن.
And some people use the argument and say, "Oh, but after the Battle of Gog and Magog, there's no time because we get the White Throne Judgment."
و بعد از جنگ جوج و ماجوج وقتی نخواهد بود چون در حقیقت قضاوت تخت سفید خواهیم داشت.
So these things cannot be for that time because we have 7 years.
و این اتفاق نمی‌افته چون 7 سال طول کشیده.
Now that's actually that isn't the argument doesn't hold anyway.
این حرفشون غیر منطقیه.
Because that's not what the Bible actually says.
Let's
read those verses actually.
آیه ها رو بخونیم.
It's 12 to 15.
12 تا 15.
Do I say it right? No, 11. Sorry, 11. This was 11. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it. That's the next verse, yeah. From whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Now, this is of course the next verse, but is it saying that it directly has to follow the Battle of Gog and Magog? No, it just says this is the next event that John sees after that vision of Gog and Magog.
Yeah,
here's a normal interpretation.
درکی که میتونیم داشته باشیم
اینه که there are at least 7 years between the end of this battle and the White Throne Judgment.
خواهد داشت بین جنگ اون زمان و قضاوت
like
اون زمان.
The time that Satan deceives the nations is also not a fixed time.
زمانی که شیطان هم گول میزنه مردم.
1000 years and then sometime and then you have the battle.
هزار سال و بعدش جنگ جوجه ماجوش خواهد بود.
And if you turn on its head it's and see what they believe it becomes even more weird.
اگه اعتقاد اونها رو بخوای نگاه کنی عجیب تر
they will say it just happened before the tribulation.
قبل از مصیبت اتفاق میفته.
The 7 year tribulation they say.
7 سال قبل از مصیبت.
Then they start burning for 7 years all the weapons.
و بعد 7 سال طول میکشه اسلحه ها رو.
And then at the end you have the Battle of Armageddon.
و بعد که سوختن بعد آخرش جوجه و ماجوج اتفاق میفته.
With what? You just burn all your weapons.
همه اسلحه ها رو سوزوندی. پس جوجه و ماجوج اتفاق میفته.
Yeah. So the Battle of Gog and Magog is after the millennium reign of Christ.
جنگ جوجه و ماجوج بعد از سلطنت
عیسی مسیح. Just as the Bible spells it out plainly in Revelation 20.
در مکاشفه فصل 20 بهمون اشاره کرده.
It will line up with Ezekiel 38 and 39.
حزقیال 38 و 39.
Which are the only other passages about this topic in the Bible.
جایی از کتاب مقدس هست که یک بار دیگه در مورد جنگ جوجه و ماجوج.
Let's read the last verses in regards to the White Throne Judgment and then we end it.
آیه رو میخونم در مورد قضاوت تخت سفید و تموم میکنیم.
12 to 15. The dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
پیش خدا ایستاده بودند و دفترها را گشودند. پس دفتر دیگر گشوده شد که دفتر حیات است و بر مردگان داوری شد به حسب اعمال ایشان از آنچه در دفترها مکتوب است و دریا مردگانی را که در آن بودند باز داد و مرگ و جهنم مردگانی را که در آنها بودند باز دادند و هر یکی به حسب اعمالشان داوری شد و مرگ و جهنم به دریاچه آتش انداخته شد. این مرگ دوم است و هر که در دفتر حیات مکتوب یا نشد به دریاچه آتش افکنده گردید.
It's the final judgment.
آخرین قضاوت.
You have the last resurrection here.
آخرین زنده شدن مردگان.
Yeah, not that the dead stand before God.
مردگان دوباره جلوی خداوند.
They'll never live again.
اما دوباره دیگه زنده نخواهند بود.
They'll be judged according to their works.
طبق اعمالشون قضاوت خواهند شد.
Yeah, if you're without Christ.
اگه بدون مسیح هستید.
Get judged according to your works.
طبق اعمالت قضاوت خواهی شد.
And everybody was not found in the book of life, cast in the lake of fire. هر کسی
در کتاب زندگی پیدا نشه در آتش در آتش
انداخته خواهد شد. آخر این. The new heaven, new earth.
آسمان زمین، آسمان جدید و خواست در زمین جدید رو خواهیم داشت و اورشلیم جدید رو.
Yeah, that's the next chapter you can read.
فصل بعدش هست و
no more death, no more pain.
نه مرگی خواهد بود،
no more sorrow.
نه دردی خواهد بود، نه غمی خواهد بود، نه
اشکی
خواهد
بود. Away.
و همه اشکا پاک خواهد شد.
And with this we close for now the topic of Bible prophecy.
نبوت کتاب مقدس دیگه صحبت نخواهیم داشت.
Please read those passages.
فصل‌ها رو خودتون بخونید.
It's a big topic.
موضوع خیلی سنگینیه.
Yeah, you need to study it for yourself as well.
خودتون باید تنهایی مطالعه
کنید. I gave you many references.
من خیلی آیات زیادی بهتون دادم.
If you ever have questions about certain things.
اگه سوالی هنوز براتون هست.
Yeah, because I skipped several things because of time.
چون وقت نداشتم جزئیات بیشتری براتون بگم.
We didn't talk about
دو تا شاهد صحبت نکردیم. 144,000 صحبت نکردیم زیاد.
Yeah,
و همه اینها.
There are all kinds of things I had to skip to just give you the general framework.
که موضوع دیگه ای رو یه داستان خوبی رو بگید.
But you can now just put things in there if you read it for yourself.
همین رو می‌تونی کنار هم دیگه بذاریم و بخونین خودتون.
So, amen.
آمین.